Welcome to Gift of Gab. I'm your gal, Hey. And with me, as always, is the lovely...
Gia Swick!
And today we don't have Meg, because she's only sometimes here. But we are outside podcasting again today, in a different venue, so we are traffic watching from my place.
Traffic watching. And there is quite a bit.
Yeah, it's loud. We're by a busy street, so there's lots of noises.
They sound like whoosh.
Yeah. Oh, I hope nobody's honking. It's nighttime. People be sleeping.
Yeah.
Shut up. You shut the hell up. So that's a car driving by. So that's what that sounds like. Oh, and there's two cars. So I think today we're just jamming. What's up?
Jamming. I was just gonna say
remind
me of Bob Marley. Yes.
Bob Marley.
The good Bob Marley.
The great Bob Marley.
I love how that's what happens to my head in the way it's programmed. Anytime I hear a word that sounds like a song, I have to immediately
sing a tiny bit of that song.
Yeah, think of any song that has that word in it and go with it. It's almost like a live what's that movie?
Oh,
and they made like three of them, Anna Kendrick's in it.
Oh, live, like a living Pitch Perfect.
There you go. Yeah. It's like a living live Pitch Perfect that goes in my mind on a daily basis all day long.
Yeah.
Any word I'll hear.
I love that.
I can't think of one now, obviously, but I can hear something and a song goes off.
Like, I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
Because I like it. No, but it's true. Well, that's what we were saying, the 90s, bringing back to the 90s music.
Yeah.
Anything trigger. Well, actually, the other day when I was hanging out with a specific individual that I like.
Ooh.
We were speaking music. And he was like, you know so many songs.
All the songs.
So I said to him, it's simply because when I was a kid, younger kid, just a teen.
Yeah.
Mid-teen, early adulthood. All I did was listen to music.
Well, I think that was kind of like, that was our first drug, music.
Oh, it was so soothing. Pop the earphones in, you zone out, you relax, you're angry, you put music in, you're sad, you put music in, you're happy. Music.
Well, to be fair, pop the earphones in back in the early 90s. It was those headphones. Foam ones that just stuck on the outside.
I apologize.
They were the little foam ones.
Yeah. We had some interesting, then mm-hmm. and now.
Mm-hmm.
When we grew up versus... No.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was a source of a way to escape.
Yeah.
Or a way to indulge or a way to relax or whatever. It was everything. Yeah. Music was everything. It still is to me, I would think. It's like my healing, my go-to,
oh, God,
my cleaning, my anger, my gym.
Oh,
my
I cannot sex. Clean. Oh, my.
I have music during then.
Oh, my.
And it's not just bow, chicka, wow, wow.
Well.
I mean, you know, you hear that too, but.
What's your go-to playlist for when you're getting it on, then?
Ooh, that's a fun one.
Depends.
Sometimes I like angry. I like
anger bang.
Anger bang, but it's like... anger bang. Like, there's some good songs. I can't think of one right now because I'm giggling too much.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like some more angry music. I mean, I don't typically like to have any... sexual fun.
You weren't like
song.
Marvin Gaye, like, let's get it on.
Or like, yeah, no Bruno Mars, you know. Oh. No, none of that. No pop, because that I'm not sure. Country, I think, would make me maybe
want
just a little
to die.
Yeah, but a little uncomfortable. Yeah, I'm just gonna lean towards the angry. That's my go-to.
Yeah, like rock good,
like,
music.
Like a Nine Inch Nails, like Marilyn Manson, kind of like,
like a dark and creepy lovemaking.
Yeah, well, you know, at that point, do you call it lovemaking?
The beautiful people,
the beautiful people.
Oh my, I want, yeah.
No, I mean, there is music that suits all sorts.
I know there's a really good Led Zeppelin album, and I'm bad at remembering names for Led Zeppelin albums, but it's the one with the angel on it.
Yeah, this is embarrassing. I should know that too.
I know.
Apologize. They have amazing music though. I love listening to Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin would be so appropriate for a road trip.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Road trip, camping.
Led Zeppelin, some Def Leppard. Oh my God.
Yes.
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 Yes. Good stuff. I love a good road trip.
Yeah, like there's. See, there I don't. if I'm driving in a car for a long time, would I mind listening to country? Maybe if it was a few songs and they were catchy enough. I wouldn't, you know,
mind. Oh, I don't mind if it's like Dolly Parton, because that's the drag queen in me, and I'm like, working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Yeah, oh, anything Dolly comes on, and I'm like, yes, I love it.
But it just, it amps you up, it gets you in the mood more, yeah. Like the focus is there. Like, I'm genuinely, like, cleaning.
Yes.
I'm genuinely happier to clean when I have music on, because the beat makes you want to go. So anything like uppity and...
I like Pharrell Williams, because I'm happy I'm cleaning.
Stuff like that. Like, you just, you want to... Like, who wants to listen to dark music or, like, sad when you're cleaning? It makes a task at hand that much slower.
Unless I'm throwing stuff out. And then I'm like, hey,
y'all crazy bitch, but you're so good, I'm on top. Oh, actually, that's a good song for sex. Anyways. Sad music, I genuinely like. I like sad music when the moment's right.
Yeah.
Especially when you can belt out that song and then wipe the tear in between. Oh,
what is your go-to must listen to this while I'm sitting crying in a bathtub? What is your jam for those? Because it's not just me who does this. No, sits up not. To their eyeballs in water and just like...
Oh, you gotta get it. You gotta cleanse. It's a cleansing way. Yeah. Release, unload.
Gotta clean your inside.
Empty out. I need to empty out the eyes for the next fresh water.
Your fresh water eyes.
Fresh water eyes. None of this old sad shit. That's gotta get out, you know?
Yeah. What's your go-to for that?
I feel like it can change, but I don't know. I think it's just the moment in life, because I've liked so many different artists. You know? So let me go. Let me think. When I was younger, what would it have been when I was... I'm trying to think who was popular back then.
God, a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Like now, and it's not sad. But like, I love listening to the Lumineers at any point. Even
they're
sad.
Pretty
I find they're
vocals.
Just so...
Yeah. Oh.
Ooh, I'm a fast car. Whoa. That's going too quick.
Oh, he comes by every single night around this time.
It's loud.
And I don't know who he's racing, but it's like the popo are never here when that guy drives by.
Well, that was, again, way back then. That was popular to have a louder...
Oh, to like punch holes in your muffler so your car sounds like a freaking
like
jet
the
taking
car
off.
Or make it Then we used to do the lights under the car. And
oh,
then
God,
the flames in the side. One guy that I was really close friends with had flames on his Cavalier, I believe it was. And we tore him a new one.
Cavaliers, like, my older sister.
Yeah. But it was so funny. One of my very first serious long-term boyfriends had his car lowered. I'm not sure about the lowering.
But he had a street
kit
kind of thing on it.
Yeah, and he had the big sub.
I was just gonna say
from a mile away. Yeah. No, he changed his muffler. That's what it was. He did a muffler change and the sub, and it was like you could hear it like the whole
that's
thing
the
with
good
the bass.
Stuff. My sister's
a Volkswagen,
first car.
That's what it was. A Volkswagen. And it suited it, but you could hear that thing from a fucking mile.
A Golf has a lot of space for subs in the back too, so that makes sense.
It was pimp.
Yeah, my sister's first car was a Cavalier. And she put subs in that thing, and holy cow, if she cranked those subs the whole way, you would literally, like, vibrate out of your seat. You would get out of the car after driving somewhere, and it's like your eyes were still vibrating from how much bass.
I think my buddy had the Cavalier put subs in it.
She drove that car into the ground.
Oh,
that was her baby.
That's how cars were made then. Popular. Tercels were the hugest thing.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Very well made. Same with Honda Civics, very well made.
Yeah. Well, Toyota's the body of the car will rust away before the engine ever does anything dumb.
Yeah, they were for cuter,
sure.
smaller cars.
Yeah.
Not so flashy, but like they were cool for
you
our
could
time.
Make them flashy.
Sunfire was pretty dope. My
oh my god,
that.
Sunfire is hilarious. Yeah.
What do you drive?
I had a drama teacher who had a Sunfire,
and I like the shape. I get it. Yeah. I get where they're going with it.
It was sporty enough, I guess. But
yeah, it was sporty enough, but it's also a shit car.
Yeah. Yeah, growing up, like, everybody was into all those, like, when they came out with, the Mitsubishi Eclipse and the Mitsubishi Spyder and stuff like that or whatever, and they were all very, like, sleek, like the Mazda Miatas and stuff like that, but me, I was just a muscle girl, like, muscle girl. I wasn't muscular. I was a muscle car kind of gal.
I love muscle cars.
Yeah. Boxy,
father,
chunky.
My kid, when we first met, he drove an 81 Camaro.
Ooh.
Beautiful.
Chunk.
Mm-hmm. And we used to go to, what would it be called?
Like hobby car
drive
shows?
Nights? No.
Oh,
like
okay.
There was a specific word. I can't think of it now, but...
Yeah.
And it was all...
All the hot rods
Yeah, we go to Maryville. Everyone would show up. It was all the... Yeah, the muscle cars.
Yeah.
The Corvettes and the Mustangs and the Camaros.
Yeah.
And it was just loaded. Like, loaded. And they were so... like so fun to look at.
Yeah.
And it was so fun to be like driving in one too. But now like they exist a little bit still.
Yeah.
They used to do them out over here.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday night.
They do them in Kanata Centrum. It was like every Friday in Kanata Centrum, people would bring out their like souped up cars. Areas
around the city. It's Orleans used to do it at one point.
Yeah. I know on Eagleson too, by what was like the Don Cherries. I think it's like a Moose McGuire's now or something.
Yeah.
They would have like the hobby cars out there, which were all
it was every Tuesday. It was so that old school Bel Airs. They were very beautiful to look at.
Oh, Almont does a really good one with like the classic old cars and stuff. Cars. Yeah. Like the big Chevys that looked like the size of a whale.
Well, I want a truck like that. I want an old school truck if I would ever trade my truck in. Get rid of that. And they're so beautiful. But it's funny, again, then now what was cool to drive? I drove a Ford Focus. It was my very first car.
Yeah.
I was still older of an age. Really wasn't in high school at that point. But, it was so much cheaper to buy a rundown car.
Yeah.
Now I have to tell my kids to start saving like yesterday.
Yeah. Start saving before you were born.
Before yesterday, Where's your piggy bank? It's in my mother's womb, you know?
Yeah.
I've been saving since I've been in doze. Since I've been locked up for those 10 months.
In utero.
And yes, it's 10 months. They lie to you. It's not 9, 40 weeks. Do the math.
Is it?
Yes. It's 40 weeks is full term. Most carry full term. 40 weeks is 10 months.
Holy.
It's 52 weeks in a year.
Girl, that's hard for me because I don't do math. Numbers are not my strong suit. No, but
I remember asking my doctor, she's like, yes, it's closer to the 10 months. So then why do you say 9? You make it sound so much better and it's not.
Because if you told a woman she was going to be carrying a thing around for 10 months, she'd be like, no, 9 was my tops.
But why is 9 and 10 so much different? Like, 9's a guy I can do it.
Because
9's like, no,
still
I can't.
A one-digit number.
Well, I guess actually that's very true, but holy shit, does that 10 hit you hard?
Yeah.
Especially for my daughter. I was just 2 days early and I'm like, god damn it, you've been in there long enough. You're cooked. Get out.
Oh my god, my son was a day after.
It sucks. I did it all to get her out.
Oh, really? You're supposed to apparently drink like a ton of pineapple juice.
I probably did that.
Hi, neighbor.
Hello.
Hi, neighbor.
Nice to see you. I don't know
who
you
neighbor.
Are. I'm going to name you Valerie.
You, Valerie. You look like a Valerie.
Even if it's a man, it looks like a Valerie. We just call you Val for short.
Then it could be like Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer, yeah.
Oh,
I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, she in my brain.
Okay. Get my head. Get my head.
We were talking about music you listen to cry to in the bathtub. And I must
Rihanna,
say.
At one point, that stay. Yeah. Like, there's like Christine.
I want you to stay. Oh, Christina Aguilera with like the Stronger and the Dirty and the that was a good album. But I must say,
Lucas Graham has some songs that make me cry.
Okay, I see that.
Hoser has a few songs that make me cry.
Puppy Dog,
Best Night Ever. What else is there? I'm trying to think. What else?
Evanescence. As if you haven't said that. Evanescence.
I mean, I like them, but I don't know if I'm gonna cry.
Really?
I'm telling you again, it depends on the artist I'm listening to during the time.
Oh.
Like more recently than not, it'd be Hoser or Lumineers.
See, Evanescence.
Or Mumford and Sons. It depends on the song.
Yeah, but they're post '90s. Mumford and Sons. Yeah. I would say Evanescence for sure.
I was young.
My Immortal. That one gets me every damn time.
Immortal.
And it's you gotta like. Okay, you're singing Fall Out Boy.
Fallout Boy.
Yeah.
Who's Fallout Boy?
You know who Fallout Boy is?
I can't remember who it is.
They did the songs for
From Big Hero 6?
Six. Yeah, the last
That's
one.
That's an immortal.
We could be.
Yeah, I love that one. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. I said, no, My Immortal Self.
Oh, My Immortal. Sorry, I just heard Immortal. Like, see? I got a trail. I told you what happened. I hear we're in a trail off.
We're having a music montage right now. Yeah,
music can get you the heart. Yeah, I don't know when I was younger. I listened to a lot of angry music when I was younger. It was all Korn.
Oh.
It was a lot of Korn. It was a lot of Limp Bizkit. It was a lot of Nine Inch Nails, a lot of Marilyn Manson. It was a lot of
Limp
Bizkit.
In the Bridge.
Linkin Park, Tea Party, Stone Temple Pilots. It was all very heavy shit, but mostly Korn. Korn was like, I can relate to you. I don't know how. Kind of.
I was angry.
I was angry and it soothed my anger and it got me through. At least I didn't do stupid shit. I just listened to music that somehow released my
inner demons.
Yeah. And I would listen. Yeah, that's what I did mostly as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to music and put faces of boys from Teen Magazine all over my bedroom wall. My father would get upset at me because
Tiger Beat. Oh my god.
But, and it was boys' faces.
JTT.
JTT. Yeah, exactly.
Right?
JTT.
Was my
Jonathan
favorite.
Taylor Thomas.
Oh, shout out to JTT.
Oh, who did I like? The kid who
DiCaprio.
Did that whale movie. That big whale.
The kid who played Jesse.
Free Willy.
Free Willy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know the kid's name.
Shiloh something.
His name was Shiloh?
I think Shiloh, more like Shiloh. Remember, that's from the movie Grandma's Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he makes a comment. Oh, what's your name? My name is Shiloh. More like Shiloh. Something like that. Something,
yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Shiloh.
That's so funny. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was cute.
Ryder Strong.
Who?
Do you remember him?
Ryder Strong.
What? I don't know. A picture of his face. He was fine.
Girl,
sport I would... a mushroom cut.
Oh, they all did in
same
the
with
90s.
JTT, obviously.
Obvious.
Who else did I like?
There was like Devin Sawa.
Devin Sawa, yeah.
Right? And then you had your Macaulay Culkins. I wasn't huge
in Culkin back then. Well, there was all the characters from Home Improvement that people thought cute. Well, maybe not so one of them.
No.
Anyways. Nah. Yeah. Ryder Strong, I believe, was in Boy Meets World.
With okay.
He's the longer hair.
Yeah, okay.
So cute.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, he's always
from Third Rock from the Sun.
He's so attractive now.
He's aged really well.
He's a beautiful man.
Yeah. Heath Ledger, of course.
Hello, beautiful man. Beautiful man.
Man of the beautiful.
Now is a perfect time. I just need to rewind. Now is a beautiful time also to praise Bruce Willis. Because he is a beautiful man.
He wasn't a child star back then.
It doesn't
matter.
He was not a child star always. Now again, Bruce. I'm available. Not. But in my Hollywood crush, I reach out to you, Bruce. So, hey!
We kind of touched on that last time.
Hey,
is he your hall pass?
I don't know.
You're like, I have to think about that really hard.
My Hollywood hall pass. I don't know. I told you there's too many. I can list off probably a dozen, so I'll just...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who. Jared Butler.
Mosquitoes! Not mosquitoes. They're not your hall pass. They're just eating me right now.
Mm-hmm. No, crushes change, but I laugh at some of the guys I used to have crush with Hollywood back then.
Yeah.
It was also, like, what was popular, right?
Yeah.
It's so much fun. I think we grew up in the best... In the best time.
Yeah.
When things were awesome.
Wow.
Devil Sticks.
Oh my god. Yeah.
I used to be like a pro, like a pimp pro at Devil Sticks.
Really? I could never do them.
Oh no,
I do not have the coordination for that.
So many tricks.
The time.
I'm going to look for those on Amazon. I'm going to buy Firestar. I'm going to fucking own them. I could toss that shit high too. Oh, flick of their wrist. That's what it was.
Could you do all like the flippy spinny shit?
Yeah, I'm serious.
I do.
Roll it and then, I was a pro. Well, that's a good. Listen to music or go outside and play with my fucking sticks. What else is there to do?
Your children go play with these sticks that are wrapped
in
like suede.
Are you serious? Oh, I had little tassels too.
Yeah.
It was amazing when they twirled in the air. I thought it was so cool, like tossing my baton. I never knew gymnastics that well, but I just thought.
Okay, 90s kid. You had the devil sticks. Did you play Pogs? Sticks.
Yeah, I do. I have some Pogs still.
Do
I
you?
Love Pogs.
Oh, man. I had
Slammers.
The 8-ball slammer. Yes. Yes. I was so into Pogs that me
Pogs
and my
awesome.
Sisters, we actually like would make our own Pogs.
I did too.
Yes.
Yes, so I totally funny. Do. Everybody does. That's so much. I think I even used a Pop-Tart. Like cardboard at one point?
Yes!
Oh,
100%! Yeah, we would either like
cereal
layer
boxes.
A bunch of paper and just like glue it because, you know, we were Neanderthal like that, or
yeah,
we would take like cereal box stuff.
Cereal boxes, yeah. Fuck yeah. I used to make pogs all the time.
Yeah,
that was an excitement one.
Excitement fluff.
She don't like our volume across the street.
Yeah. God, we had pogs so
neighbor.
Hardcore. Oh no, that's just, they just go to bed and close all the curtains so we can't see
good
in.
Good night.
But we want a people watch.
Pogs. I'm going to look for those on Amazon,
Did your
too.
School have, like, a black market where people would go and try to trade pogs?
Yeah, but I just didn't want to be a part of that because my pogs were sweet.
Yeah?
I might have traded a few.
I'm pretty sure that's how I got most of my pogs.
Yeah, I might have gained some.
Gained. Pog gains.
I don't know what I'm doing. Switch.
And then after pogs, it turned into, like, the Pokemon cards.
Ooh, see, I got into... when was Tamagotchis? Prior? Because I had a Tamagotchi fleet.
Got it probably around the same time because that's when the big push
so
of like
cool.
Japanese culture was coming in, right? You got your Sailor Moon, you got Pokemon cards,
so
you got. Did you?
Yeah, my Tamagotchi, I didn't shower it enough, or didn't feed it enough, or didn't go to the bathroom. One of the three.
And now you have three children who are living successfully.
Yes, they're living successful Tamagotchis. We alive.
We alive, Tamas.
We alive, Gotchis.
My cousin was always so in with like. the cool stuff. She would always get me the coolest birthday presents. So she would get me like those CDs. Remember like the Girls Night Out CDs?
Oh my God,
where it would
yes.
have like the mix of the best yes. female artists and stuff? Yeah, so she would always give me those, and she had bought me a Tamagotchi, and I feel like this is foreshadowing into like our life as it is now. It was a mermaid Tamagotchi.
Oh, that's
my Tamagotchi
cool.
was a freaking mermaid. Yeah, and it would start off like a little fish, and then you would grow it up, except every time it got to the age of a mermaid, it would then get that like hobo stick with a bag on
yes,
the back
yes,
and run away.
Yes, see?
Every time.
Little bastard would always leave me too.
I know, that's I'm okay. like, bitch is going to grow some legs and get herself a prince. She'd be running away from home.
Yeah.
Oh, very sad.
That's my Tamagotchi. I'm going to go Amazon shopping for 90s toys. I've been watching a lot of these YouTube
yeah.
people buy 90s toys to like discuss
oh,
them.
Yeah.
And I get it. Maybe
yeah.
that's what I'll do. We have fun
yeah.
talking about an episode, like pull it back out, see how
There's
much we like it,
a,
see how well it's made.
There's a great TV show on Amazon Prime. I think it may be on other platforms as well, but I know it was on Amazon Prime for sure, and it's called Action Figure Adventures. It's filmed by a Canadian film company based out of London, Ontario, and they actually go around to like all the action figure like cons and stuff like that, and they'll find like the early 90s, late 80s like
See?
Action figures, like He-Mans and stuff like that, but they talk about like Tamagotchis
so
and stuff like that. Yeah, so
well,
if you're dorking out hardcore right now, that is a series to watch, and I hear
yes.
that they're going to be making a second series soon.
They should.
So support Canada and go watch this Action Figures Adventures. It's really awesome.
Da, da, da. Isn't that da, from da, that da. LeBron with the reading Rainbow?
Da, oh, da, da.
Reading
That's
Rainbow.
You, there you go. Reading Rainbow is
I
a beautiful.
About that. I used to love that show Man. So much. Oh, so much fun.
We gotta talk about shows then. Where I grew up, we didn't have cable.
Oh.
So we had like the 6 TV channels,
oh,
and half of them were French.
Oh, yeah.
Right? What kind of things were your go-tos? As a kid, like you got home from school, you turn on the TV and watch
Family Ties.
Yeah,
Family
oh,
Ties
okay.
was huge for the longest time.
Yeah.
Then eventually, as you got older, it was like Always Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
I mean, younger like Animaniacs.
Yeah.
It was
oh, those are always
Pinky
so good.
And the Brain.
Yeah.
The Smurfs was a bit the Smoggies. I don't know if
you oh my
that.
God! Oh my God!
The Smog.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I remember
yeah.
them. Fuck. What else was there? So many. Like Fraggle Rock.
Yeah.
But like, you know, that wasn't like our go-to.
No, yeah. But it was on because we
eventually
didn't,
The Simpsons
yeah.
rolled in because The Simpsons
yes.
had been out for so many years. You can't go wrong with that show. That's always been a classic. Although my father was never keen on that one.
No.
Same with Friends. Friends I got into at a younger age. Like a
yeah.
teen with my mom, you know?
My sister loved, like my older sister really got into Friends. I didn't until older in life. Like, when it was first out, I was just like, I don't get it.
See, I liked it then because I think it's because, like, my mom watched it, my dad didn't really want us to, so I watched it because of that factor.
Yeah.
And then I got into it more with age,
yeah.
and I love it, but... Kelly, what else would they be?
Oh, man.
Yeah, like, Boy Meets World, but there was other shows, like, Home Improvement.
Yes. Do you remember, like, Family Matters with Steve
Family
Urkel?
Family Matters?
Yeah.
Yes.
Prince of Bel-Air.
The Bill Cosby show, whatever,
oh.
Cosby?
Oh, sorry.
Bill Cosby. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. Touchy subject.
Bill's
yeah.
released.
Isn't
we'll
that
leave.
Crazy?
I know. I don't really. Anyways.
I don't know how they could rescind that.
I
like,
just, I don't get it.
Takesies,
money,
backsies.
Money. What can you
yeah,
say?
Pretty much.
Money speaks.
The only, like,
whatever,
saving grace
Bill.
Of that is he's going to die soon, and then he
oh,
can
yeah.
burn in hell with
yeah.
all of his convictions.
Sorry to drop the name, but it was a good show.
Oh, that got
yeah,
me. Trigger
but
warning!
I know, sorry. It brings back memories being
mm-hmm.
a kid, watching it with family, and I mean, it,
yeah.
around that time, like, with
yeah.
Family Matters and...
Prince of Bel-Air.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Full House.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, all those were
yeah.
go-tos.
Do you
well
remember
done.
Breaker High?
Yes, I
right?
Okay. I love Breaker High.
I know!
Big Comfy Couch.
Oh my God!
Lunette. I used to
Big
hide stuff
couch.
In my couch.
Just to be like,
just
yeah.
to be like,
yeah.
Oh my God! I was like, what are you doing?
Nothing. Clean up time. Let's do the splits on the floor
yeah,
like
with
a clock.
The clock.
What? That was crazy.
Oh my God, she
crazy.
Was so... I think that was like my motivation.
Yeah.
I want to be like Lunette.
So then you watched all like the Mr. Dress-Up
yep.
kind of stuff.
Yep.
Do you remember like Fred Penner?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Do I remember
yeah.
Fred Penner? Yeah.
Do you remember like Under
wow.
the Umbrella Tree?
Yes. Oh my god. Here's a full circle moment. My mom actually knows the woman who made the puppets for Under the Umbrella Tree.
Very cool.
And I guess my mom had gone over and hung out with her and saw, like, I guess it was the Iggy puppet, the iguana one, and then there was, like, the Blue Jay, and I can't remember the other one, but, like, yeah.
90s, like, old school. Like, can you find these episodes online?
Probably.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, probably. And if not, if there's enough talk about it, I know there's going to be, like, a Mr. Dress-Up documentary coming out soon, so that's going to be really cool, just talking about all of Ernie Coombs' life and stuff like that. Do you remember Sharon Lois and Bram?
Yes.
Right? I know they had a YouTube channel for a while, which was really cool.
Yeah, they're,
Oh. That elephant was my favorite. Like, the original Sharon Lois and Bram with, like, the original elephant costume. Yeah, I do. That was, like, my jam.
I'd have to rewatch it a lot, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I
think we grew up Otay.
We grew up Otay. Rugrats.
No, Little with Rascals.
Otay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Rugrats were my go-to, though, too.
Really?
Yes.
See, I didn't get the Rugrats channel because that went...
Philip, Lillian.
That ended up going on to, like, the YTV stuff, and I didn't have YTV. When we moved out to, like, the Elmont area, all of a sudden it was like, that is not a thing that you get. We had it when we lived in Orleans, though, and that's how I remember watching, like, Animaniacs and stuff like that.
So many good shows.
Yeah.
Even, like, Looney Tunes. I was always obsessed with Looney Tunes.
Yeah, I remember,
Runner, all that stuff.
Our Sunday nights.
Yosemite Sam.
Yosemite.
Yosemite Sam. Yosemite.
Darn rabbit.
Yeah.
Whoa, camel, whoa!
I'm happy, you know, when our kids are growing up, obviously, but I feel sad, and I really wish they got what we got, you know, like, they don't know what a VHS is. Yeah, okay, funny, most people don't, you know, they don't know what a cassette tape is.
Yeah, okay.
They don't even know what the Talk Boy is.
What was the earliest piece of technology you had to listen to music to? Was it the Walkman cassette?
I had a Walkman cassette, absolutely.
Yeah, and then you went on to the Walkman CD?
I got the Discman.
Oh, Discman. Oh, that's right. Walkman turns into Discman after
Discman.
That.
Yeah, I got I had both. I had the Walkman, the Discman, and the Talkboy.
No.
The Talkboy was pimp. That's from Home Alone.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I probably still have it packed away. I'm not going to lie. It's something I probably would not get rid of.
No way.
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I thought it was the coolest thing.
Yeah.
I thought I was the coolest person for owning one. Probably
you,
wasn't.
You kind of are the coolest person.
You know, who's got a Talkboy out there?
Yeah,
let me know.
Yeah, I remember literally, I think all of us girls shared a Walkman, and then my older sister ended up getting a Discman.
Ah, mosquitoes.
But, like, usually because, you know, there was three of us girls in fairly, you know, low to medium income household. Yeah. Like, there was one and you share. But, and then I remember getting, you know, like, your own boombox kind of thing.
I was just going to say. Remember the boombox? I had the coolest, like, CD player, but prior to that, I had a cassette.
Yeah.
A cassette one. And I would jump into my room, lock my door, put a new cassette in and record as quick as I could. And it would always be from the radio.
Yes, you had to catch your song.
You had to catch it right when they stopped talking because you don't have them for you didn't want to listen to what the hell they were just saying.
Yeah.
To, like, hit it. And I would always just miss the very beginning.
Yes. Because it takes time for the tape to go scat and start recording.
And then, like, let's listen to that song.
No idea. They YouTube something and then they do their YouTube to MP3 and just steals it.
No, we had I loved getting the excitement of running in to be like, hey, record, and, like, listen to it later and make your own tape.
Yeah.
Those are things I wish my kids would be able to do.
And honestly, after that, you had Napster and the downloading and burning of discs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even just thinking of computer games, like old school DOS games. I had so many fun computer
games. We had one
called God of Thunder. God of War. God of Thunder. God of Thunder.
God of War is PlayStation 3 or something when that came out. Yeah. But,
Trinson,
where do you want to go?
So many.
I forgot about that one.
There's so many fun little.
God, we grew up strictly with, like, Macintosh, so Apple computers back in the day.
A computer,
and, you know, like, which was weird because early 90s, everybody had a Windows. Everybody had IBM PC Windows. They did not have Mac. Like, everybody used to trash Macintosh.
Windows. That's
what it was. So my dad was, like, cool before his time because we always had Macintosh. And I remember there was, like, a kid's game called Spelunks. That was fun.
Spelunks sounds familiar.
Spelunks, yeah. It was a weird game, and I can't even describe it as anything else. But, like, if you have, like, a weird dream that has a bunch of things that connect it, but you wake up being like, what the hell did I just dream? That's what that game was like.
Okay.
And then from there, we ended up getting games like Carmen Sandiego on CD, and we put that in. That was fun. I loved Carmen Sandiego. That was a good one.
There was so much fun.
And then what else did we have?
Oh my God, yeah.
When Sony PlayStation and Macintosh used to be compatible. So before we even had our first PlayStation, which the first one we had growing up was the PS2. But before that, we could buy Sony PlayStation games and run them on our computer. And we, Lara Croft was our introduction to video games. Like the early Lara Croft games. That was
bomb. Really allowed playing video games. No. We got away with computer games because I think for some reason maybe my parents thought it was safer.
Oh, okay.
Or less, I don't know. But we never had a system other than a computer. Maybe it was just that too. We had just a Windows computer. We had a lot of fun. But I had a lot of fun with the computer games. And even Minesweep was fun. Like Solitaire, all those things. Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Those were kick-ass.
The staple. Staple games.
Like, the only time we'd have a lot of fun is if we went to Montreal. And we'd go play on the Nintendo system there at our cousin's house. And we'd be, like, in it as long as we could because we knew that it was a small
The second you leave, you never get to play it again.
Yeah, never get to play again. Like, you know, and then whatever we could get our hands on, any game, any system, it'd be, like, Sonic the Hedgehog, Super Mario, like, anything like that. Duck Hunt.
Oh, my God, like, Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt was, like, oh.
And that dog always laughing at you when you missed.
Duck Hunt I was obsessed with. Any of those games were, like, a complete blast.
That's amazing.
A complete blast to have. But, like, a few of those games still exist for my kids. And that's why I love the tie-back. Like, I love how I can have a relatable, like, do you remember this? Or, like, my older son had we had the best connection when we watched a video about all these old school 90s toys. Yeah. And he's like, really, Mom? He's like, you grew up with a lot of fun stuff. I'm like, I know, dude. I'm like, it's too bad that I don't have half that stuff.
Yeah.
To kind of embrace or show him now. Like, I have some of it, but.
Yeah.
I mean, you got excited.
You have the evolved things of it. Like, God, 90s, also when Beanie Babies first came out. Like, the original Beanie Babies. Not the Beanie Babies with the giant eyeballs.
So many Beanie Babies.
But the ones that were actually filled with, like, little plastic beans. Beanie Babies. Those were fun.
I have a ton of them. They're so old. They're probably, I don't know, maybe worth something. Maybe not.
But like, I apparently have one that's, like, $5,000 online right now. But I don't know if it still has the tag on it or not. But that's exciting to find out. My mom kept the Beanie Babies, which is good.
I did. I kept them. Yeah. I have to be honest. I actually kept a lot of my old school toys. I just have to look through. Like, I have a lot of original Barbies gave to my daughter. Of course, she popped the head off or broke the arm off instantly. And I've
that's
had
what you do.
Over 30 years. Yeah. Never broken.
You're like, no!
It's just a little upsetting. But I'm gonna look for them. I have my Popple.
Oh my God.
I have my glow in the dark worm.
You had a glow worm?
Yeah, I have my glow worm.
A
Popple, yeah.
So funny.
And my Rainbow Bright doll still.
Oh my God.
She's in pretty good condition. I have my cabbage patch. Like, I have these all at my home now.
That's amazing.
I don't ever want to let those things go. Like, they're so unique, you know?
Cabbage patch is the epitome of, like, 90s toy, too.
Yeah, my daughter plays with it. I was thinking. She's seen what it is.
Obviously not the My Little Ponies that they have now, which are a little skinnier, but the original My Little Ponies, we used to have so many of those. So many. Like, the chubby little round My Little Ponies. I need to get myself a My Little Pony tattoo.
Myself.
Got to get myself another tattoo. Get a My Little Pony.
That would be actually pretty pimp.
Yeah.
I think I gave my daughter some of my little ponies, too. Yeah. Trolls?
Yeah, the original trolls.
Trolls were huge for me, especially with the little gems in the belly.
Yeah.
I have so many trolls. I have so many trolls still. I have these creepy porcelain clowns.
Ooh,
that
freaky.
I don't find creepy. They're actually quite pretty, but they're very small, but they're...
I'm
again,
terrified
like,
of clowns.
I know, but they're actually very... I don't know how to explain it. They're very unique. They're just... They're different.
Mm-hmm.
So many fun things I remember.
That's insane.
I'm so happy I held into so many of those stuff.
Yeah. The 90s was something, all
it
right?
It was awesome.
More cars.
I had the time... I'm glad that I can at least embrace them. Embrace them to our kids. Show them some things are still kind of cool. Yeah. Kind of in. Or like this, you know, same, similar.
Oh, I never felt older in my life than when I had to explain to my son what a VHS was.
Yeah, there's a few things going, but I'm like, it's funny because a lot of that stuff is still coming back. Even trends, like overalls. I own overalls. Yeah. I loved overalls. Overalls will always, in my eyes, be the coolest item of clothing. Plaid will never die down in my eyes either.
No, never.
Army print, to a certain extent, might die down. Now I rocked army print t-shirt to hat to pants in high school.
So you were invisible when you went to school.
very noticeable, Jesus.
That's amazing.
What else?
Oh, God.
Floral print, peasant tops, those long sleeves.
Oh, my God, right?
Bell-bottoms I rocked. Like, there was no other.
Did you... 7 and 8. Did you do, like, the Christina Aguilera bell-bottoms that only covered your vagina and nothing else?
No. Like, the proper one?
Yeah.
the proper one. I mean, they were low waisted, but like, yeah. But the bell bottoms were massive. I need to draw on the pant leg.
That's hilarious.
Pen.
Yeah.
But I draw my jeans too. Either one like yeah. that.
Yeah. Oh, that's so crazy.
Draw my shoe. You know, but I always wear Vans, like the big chunky skater
oh,
shoes.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, skater shoes. Those were the days.
That's what I was into. Skater yeah. shoes, bell bottoms, and like a cute little army tee yeah. on top of white bell bottoms and like. Yeah. Black and or white Vans shoes because I was more of a tomboy. I didn't like
you're
anything
so
girly.
You're so pretty back then. Yeah. What happened?
No, I pulled my hair back in the tightest bun, as many bobby pins or clips you can think of.
The hair gel, the glitter gel yes, that you would like slick hair. And crust your well, hair back
could,
with.
Could even be one hair strand out. I'd be like, no. Ew, it had to be like a
right? And now we're all like the messy buns and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, messy buns like, is where it's at. Messy hair, don't care.
Don't care.
It's called yeah. sexified hair to me. That's sexified. What I like. Do I look like I just had? Mm-hmm. Then it's fine.
Then it's a good day.
It's good. I had a good hair day today. Just brush it back in one side. Oh, you look nice. Even hairstyles. Everything's changed.
Everything.
From everything. Music, toys.
Yeah.
Clothing. Attitude. Life. I mean, mm-hmm. we used to be able to go run out and play Nicky Nicky Nine Door.
Oh my
now
God.
Now we have to be terrified of touching a person's doorknob, you know?
Oh, COVID.
Well, yeah, but
get the bid.
I'm like, it was innocent fun. We'd play That's Manhunt. True.
Yeah.
Till all hours of the night, we would play, you know, pretend we were detectives outside. We would play everything out. Now,
yeah.
I don't see any kids outside, barely.
Oh, my kid?
Imagination anymore.
I feel very lucky being, like, in the suburbs right now, where everybody's kids have been home, and now that people are getting vaccinated, they've, like, released their children to the world.
Release you back
so
into the wild, dog.
My kid has not been just inside for like a week now. He literally comes in to eat and then sleep, and that is
best feeling.
And I was like, this is good. I still have that like initial panic of where's my child, oh my God, it's the COVID times. But I mean, you always stick your head out the door and he's just like having the time of his life with his neighborhood kids.
Yeah, kids, they're active more.
Yeah,
they're interacting a bit more.
Yeah.
And they're just being your true, like, we pulled out the slip, or we bought a slip inside the other day, time Yay! Of my life, and I pull it out again.
Oh,
I
nice.
Had so much fun on that. I went down in them numerous times.
Yeah.
I just want to get them out, like,
yeah.
as many parks, as much camping, if we can, yeah. anything, like water fights, water balloons, just anywhere that's going to be open, I'm going to take full advantage of getting them out.
I've got to take you with your slip and slide to my older sister's farm, because she has this huge, basically, mountain where they've covered up, her septic tank area. We always call it Mount Septic or Septic Mount. And
Septic Mountain.
Yeah, to put the slip and slide down that, it's like a straight drop.
We Ooh. Go run down Poop Mound.
Poop Mound.
Poop Mound.
But yeah, no, that would be an epic slide.
Yeah.
It'd be good. It'd be
yeah,
good stuff.
Good, that's good. Dish soap on that and we fly. That's of course what it would sound like.
And then once we're, you know, and once all of our bones are broken, we can just go and pat the horsies.
I like that. I like that.
Oh, save us, horsies. We're all broken.
What a beautiful look back. Then and now.
Then and now. Now and then.
That's a movie, Now and Then.
With that had
Babysitter's Club.
Oh my God.
Around the same era.
Now and Then, what was that with Christine?
Rosie O'Donnell, I think
yeah.
it was.
Yeah. Rosie O'Donnell and.
You might be right, Christina Gucci.
No, it was the... Oh, I want to say her name sounds like Galapagos. You know who I'm talking about, though, eh?
Christina Applegate?
No, she was
Galapagos, Applegate?
No,
nope.
Now my brain has stopped working. Too many 90s.
Stand By Me?
Good movie.
Yeah, there was a lot of The Crow. It was back in the day. The
oh,
Craft.
Man. The Crow. The my Crow heart. Is... I loves me some Brandon Lee.
Oh,
my cousin and
God,
I turbo-bounded
so
on.
Yeah. So handsome, too.
So handsome.
So attractive.
So handsome.
Yeah, Brandon Lee. I love that era. Yeah, The Crow, The Craft was big for us. Scream, when it first came out, when I was younger. We watched it.
Oh, my God. 15. It's such a dumb movie now.
I know, but I love it. I'm sorry, but the sequels, yeah, no. But the first amazing Skeet Ulrich was my jam. That's a fine piece of meat when I was younger.
Oh, my. Your scream flesh.
Skeet Ulrich, you can skeet with me. Sorry.
What an unfortunate name.
Well, yeah, Skeet Ulrich. Well, you know, but if you look that fine, it's okay to say it twice.
Take my advice. His name is so nice. We say it twice.
Yeah, it's like couscous, you know?
Oh,
skeet,
my.
Skeet, couscous. Don't skeet, skeet, couscous. That'd be painful, but like, you know what I'm saying? No, you don't.
Oh, I hear you, but I refuse to take part.
That's okay.
The 90s. We lived through it.
We did. We did well. We did well, and we turned out pretty darn good.
Yeah, we aight.
We just need to embrace
and for everything else, there's therapy.
Yeah, well, exactly. Why do I think my kid... I'm just joking. we lived well. I'm going to embrace it to the kids as much as I can.
I think it's
going to be good for them to kind of maybe carry on that tradition somehow. Bring back some stuff.
Absolutely.
Bring it back.
Bring it back.
Who are we going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Yes, we are.
Somebody else.
I don't know. Busting them ghosts.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
I ain't afraid of no
ghost. I'm just kidding. I'm terrified. Don't come and haunt me.
I'm on a whole movie streak of it.
Yeah.
Like, Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
All the classics. Jurassic Park. Well, the original Jurassic Park. Oh, I love the original Jurassic Ghostbusters. What else was there?
God, everything.
Yeah, what else was there on the Ghostbusters?
For people who aren't terrified of it, there's E.T.
E.T. is phenomenal.
I'm terrified of that movie. I can't even watch trailers for it.
That's where it's set.
See, don't tell me that. Sorry. I love Reese's Pieces too much, and now I'm going to have a complex.
Maybe.
Triggered.
Oh, come on. There was the Gremlins.
Oh, yeah, Gremlins.
So many fun. Wow. That was a motorcycle.
Motocyclette.
Well,
yeah.
The 90s.
Nice.
I was bringing it back. That'll be one era I believe will never die. It'll always be a reference point. It'll always be a good memory point. It'll always be something that's going to be in social media in some way.
And just like Tay-Tay said, it comes back stronger than a 90s trend.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes. I like your snap in the air.
Snaps in Z formation.
Zorro.
Oh, Zorro.
When I was who's that? Zelda? Xena? Remember when she does it?
I was like, that sounded like you kicked my dog. I don't know what that's...
I couldn't get it out. I was Xena. Laughing. I couldn't get it out. It was quick enough in my head. When I said Zora, I was like, Xena. Letter for the day like Sesame Street.
That's Xena's with an X.
Oh, shit.
Xena's with a Z. Girl, we are gonna get me started on the Lucy Lawless. That is our next. All right, that's our next
now
episode.
Now you can tell I'm done.
Yeah,
it's gotten to that hour. I am finished.
It is time to hot tub.
It is time to hot tub it up.
Yep. So for all of us here at Gift of Gab, I'm gonna wait for this car to pass. Bye. We will talk to you next Saturday, where we will have another episode coming your way for you to get your
episode
gab
10.
On. Yes, it will
we're
be.
We're going to celebrate largely.
We should.
I think this would be a bigger than not. A
yes.
Very exciting one. Maybe a surprise, we'll say.
Yes.
But yes, episode 10 will be next week.
Next week.
Congratulations, hey, hey.
Congratulations to you. We're in the double digits next week.
Doing it well.
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 Sorry.
She's doing it well.
So join us next weekend to get your gab on, get your stress off. I just burped in my throat and it hurt.
Classy as always.
Jaws, there's another good movie.
And stay classy.
Stay classy, Bridalwood.
Yeah, Bridalwood.
Go fuck yourself, Kanata. Yeah. Poop mouth.
Poop mouth.
You poop. I just say the poop. Poop mouth.
Anyway.
We are at maximum recording time. Bye.
Bye.